Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my life partner, Christopher Ramsey.
Life partner's a good one.
Thank you.
Does sound a bit like, whenever I hear people say that, I always think it sounds like some kind of sentence that a judge would pass down.
What do you mean?
Like life partner, like life sentence. Like it just sounds a bit...
Feels a bit like that sometimes, Chris. Doesn't it?
Just sounds a bit, bit long.
It is. I think it sounds like the Yakira.
Life partner.
Life partner slash Kira. Yeah.
Doesn't sound very romantic, life partner.
That's what I was going to say. It's not romantic at all, is it?
I think two best mates could be life partners.
Absolutely. You'd
be like, do you know what? We've given up. We like the same films. There's no girls or boys out there for her. Mm-hmm. Just going to be life. Just chill out,
yeah.
Man. Just, oh, yeah. There's sleep and sip rooms come down. You know, he makes breakfast, crack and fry up. He orders the curries. We'll watch, watch Terminator.
Why do I feel like you're going to leave us?
Why do I feel like me and Carl would love this? Why do I feel like, as I said that there, I just pictured me and Carl just growing old together, just dead happy.
Oh, for goodness sake. While we're just speaking about your bestie, Carl Hutchinson, he was on the One Show last week.
And he was hosting the One Show.
Give him a little clap.
Hey, Carl, very well done.
It was great.
He was brilliant.
I was so proud
of him. He was awesome.
Looked like he'd done it loads.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Well done, Carl.
Very, very good. Good work. He's also on tour now. I've given a little plug for his tour. Why not? He's socially distanced tours. I think there's only like 3 people can go a day. But
I think it might be sold out before you've even said it.
It probably will be. Now, guys, thank you so much for listening, you absolute beauties. Before we go any further with this episode, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Great.
And Rosie. Mm. Rosie, you turn that phone upside down right now.
Why?
You turn it upside down. It's a real sponsor. It's a real thing. I know I
joke about
this.
They're never real sponsors.
Rosie, this week's sponsor is Shag Married Annoyed merch.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I knew we were going to mention this. I didn't think you'd do it yet.
Oh, look at the calendar. Oh, just in time for Christmas. Well, that's weird.
Oh, hey, funny that.
That's a happy little accident. Not an accident. Planned it. If you go to our website, Shag Married Annoyed, there is a store on there now. We've got 4 p.m. wine time baby wine glass.
Wine glasses. Big, massive fuck off wine glasses that I cannot wait to drink a bottle of wine out.
That's
of
the thing.
Come
so
January.
We're getting them sent so that we can show them on Instagram and stuff, and I will literally be drinking out of them on my own.
I know you will.
Can't,
I'll have juice.
Upsetting. Yeah, so there's 4 p.m. wine time baby glasses, there's teacups, there's water bottles, there's going to be
aprons, tea towels,
bang pillows,
there's
a bang pillow case.
On there, there's a baby's bib on there,
there's a phone
cover on there, there's a laptop case on there,
holy crap,
there's loads on there.
Featuring levels of, you know, different quotes of absolute filth and just different things from the podcast. Hopefully you'll get on there, see something like, and there you go. That is the real sponsor this week.
And hang on.
Yeah.
Do we make a little bit of mona tron?
It might be the first actual
right,
responder since the book or the tour.
Mother shitter.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, hold on. Got an email just being through there. Sorry, cancel that. This week's sponsor is Beans and Sausages.
No, you can't do Chris.
What's for tea? Yeah? Want something with a big pasta? Hey, you want some kind of big roast or something over the top? Oh, what about Beans and Sausages?
I like beans and sausages.
Oh, do you? Is it from a tin?
Not sexually.
Maybe they're all in a tin together. Maybe they live together in a tin.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a sausage and then some separate beans afterwards. Or maybe sausage rolling beans. Oh, hey. Ooh. In association with fish fingers, beans and chips.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any day of the week.
Hey, scum tea.
No.
Hashtag scum tea.
It's the best tea going. I sometimes often make myself a little fish finger, chips and beans. Or chicken nugs.
Chicken nugs.
Chips
chicken
and
nugs.
Beans.
Chicken nugs.
Or potato waffles. Oh, what we're having for tea tonight, Chris?
Oh, for fuck's
I think
sake.
I've just decided.
I can't have this.
It was your sponsor, mate.
So, yeah, the merch is on there. Check that out.
Buzzing.
Rosie.
What?
You've got one fucking job.
Oh, here's the jingle.
Jesus.
For fuck's sake.
How many episodes is this?
Oh, I don't know. Too what? Many. Honestly, too
not
many.
Not pulling me away. I'm bringing in lucrative sponsors left, right, and centre. And you three words.
I'm excited about the merch.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Get yourself a little chair, sit down, have a cuppa, do the washing, walk, go for a walk, do whatever you want. Loads of people run with this
on. Doing a lot at the same time.
Oh, aye, man.
God, if that's, so sit down, get a cuppa, get a chair, do the washing while sitting down with the cup in the chair and somehow walk at the same time.
Yeah. Oh,
mixed messages.
Mr. and Mrs. Motivator.
There we go.
Yeah, so we've got merch, which is amazing. Very exciting. So yes. If you fancy buying some of that, get yourself on there. Buy it for your mates for Christmas, because everyone loves shit like that.
Wow, wow. There's a fucking review of your own podcast. Ah, everyone loves shit like that. Bloody. Trudge it out. Hey, just trudge it out. They'll buy anything. Fuck them. Fuck them, Chris. I, for one, have put a lot of effort into designing these things.
We have had a lot of Zoom meetings for this.
Oh, God, the email chain. The email chain to design some fucking merch has been crazy.
I'm excited, though. Yeah. You do realise that I am just going to be head to toe every day in our merch.
There's pyjamas as well. It's going to be tragic.
Oh, I forgot about the pyjamas.
Yeah, the pyjamas aren't fully designed yet, but yeah.
Yes, mate.
Goodness me. I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit loose around the throat, a little bit.
Ew.
I was fine beforehand, but we let me behind the curtain here, dear listener. We were just about to start the podcast and the phone rang, which happens nearly every week now. Mm. The window cleaner last. No, it was the window cleaner once. It was the bathroom guy once. It was me COVID test for little
Come out, tell them why the phone rings, though.
Because it's a gate.
Because it's a gate.
Yeah, so it's a gate. So it phones the phone.
We live behind a gate where Chris doesn't like to open the gate because I think he thinks that we're going to just get robbed as soon as the gate
I feel like
opened.
If we open it, I feel like Vikings are going to like charge Ridiculous. Down. Like, go! Like, you know, they run down with axes. Like,
you know
the
when
gate
you're
is
not
closed.
Here?
Yeah.
I just have the gate open all the time.
I want to know. No.
I'm come and go
to,
as I please.
I'm going to have to put a stop to this. I might have to chain it up, maybe.
Please
but
don't.
Yeah, so the phone rang and it was me. So basically, we joked on the podcast last week about the Little Mix show getting cancelled because of me. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of production. Some production people had it. They put a thing out there. So we didn't do the show.
Fuming.
I was just gutted. I really wanted to do it. The set's amazing. Hopefully we're going to be on this week.
God, oh, no, I was just annoyed because you came home earlier.
That was upsetting,
Two
by
days
the way.
Earlier.
2 days earlier, yeah. I thought you'd be over the moon. I actually missed you.
Oh, yeah, this was ridiculous. The first night you were away and you were like, I miss you tonight. I was like, no, you don't.
I do, man.
No, you absolutely do not. Chris, we've spent every bastard day together for the last, 8 months.
Listen.
You do not miss me. I am so, I love you. You know I do. You know I do. I care about you. But please, let's just have some time apart.
Right.
And I honestly will be so upset if it gets cancelled again this week.
Listen, is it weird that this is making us want to spend more time with you, this kind of behaviour?
Oh, you're like one of them dogs that gets beat up that just always goes back to its owner. That's you.
Oh, that's so... Oh, I'm really sad now for a dog you've just made up.
But you know that really happens?
Pack mentality thing.
Yeah, and you just keep coming back for more. Leave me alone.
Oh, but I did miss you, though.
No, you
did. But I think it was because I was a bit drunk. I got quite drunk on the train on the way down.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So only misses when you're pissed.
Do you know what's really sad? Do you know what's a really sad sight, I imagine? Anyone who sees me on the train down... it's all the... You know, I know everyone's whinging about stuff being COVID safe and all that. And I kind of just breeze through life at the moment thinking, well, I'm not touching anything. I'm touching my face, so I'm all right. But it is, you know, the train's proper cool. It's proper safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... I just think that the scummiest thing you can see, apologies to anyone who sees it, it's just me sitting on the train holding a can, just undoing me mask from one ear to just take a swig of me can and then put me mask back on while I sit watching UFC
straw.
On me phone.
You just need to get a little straw.
A straw for beer. Fucking behave, will you? Ugh.
Would that be horrible, would
It'd
it?
Be disgusting.
All right, sorry.
Jesus.
You never had a bottle of Coke with a straw?
Totally different.
Fizzy.
Totally. It hasn't got a head on it.
You've got a head on it.
Great. wow. Amazing. Sunday Times best-selling
and
number one author there.
That's what she said.
Great. So basically what I'm saying is, they knocked on my little door there. They knocked on my door. Well, she rang the phone, the lady. I picked up the phone.
Oh, God, get to the point. What are you talking about?
The point was, I went, hello. And she was like, I can't remember her name, but she was, did you say it was Lindsay or whatever? She went, hi, it's Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
I went, hi. She went, yeah. I went, what do you want? She went, I'm here for the swab. And because I had no idea that the COVID test was happening today, someone just saying on the intercom that they're here for the swab was the weirdest fucking thing. It was just the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I'm here for the swab. I was like, the fuck's happening here? And I literally want to go, you've got the wrong, you're nutter, you've got the wrong, you know what I mean? Kind of religion's this knocking on my door? Jehovah's Witnesses are getting a bit personal.
What could it be? What could the swab be?
I don't know what it was.
The swab.
So it was like a fucking, you know, I'm a travelling gum clinic lady. But then I went, and then she went, your COVID test? And I went, oh my God, yes, come in.
Why didn't you just call it that in the
I
first place?
I don't know,
place?
It was weird. And then she came in and she sat down, yeah. Right? And I'm asking all that on. Yeah. She sat down, no bag, nothing in her hands. And she sat there and looked at us and I went, yeah? And she said, yeah, and I went, well, come on then. And she went, apparently you've got it. And I went, I've got what? And she went, you've got the kit, the testing kit? I went, no, I fucking haven't. And she went, yeah, it's been delivered to you. And I went, right, okay. So I ran up to the top of the garden where the post box is. Uh-huh. I went to the post box. Thankfully, it was there in the post box.
Right.
And I came back down and I went, oh, are you driving it to the lab now? She went, no, I'm driving it back to my house in Liverpool. Then someone's picking it up from my house and taking it to London.
What?
What the fuck's going on?
Why couldn't you have just done that?
I don't know. I think you know, like when athletes get like, I think we mentioned this last week, when like an athlete on drugs gets someone else to do their piss test for them.
Right, okay.
I think it's in case I get someone.
Well, to be fair, you could have just went to me nana's because me nana Bridget, bless her, has hardly left the house. You could have swabbed her and be all right.
To be fair, yeah. Nicole go, yeah, he doesn't have COVID, but he appears to be an 85-year-old woman.
Hey, she's 82 or 83.
I love that you took
she's
the high ground.
She's not 85, though.
You took the high ground that I got it wrong, and then you went and hedged your fucking bets with two.
She's 82 or 83. I mean, obviously, me nana is trying to be careful, bless her, as a lot of people in a similar situation are. She's getting a whole house done.
By builders.
So she's getting a whole house done by builders. So she's had the builders in there. Hey, and
if you've got the money and you want the company.
Oh, no, this is paying for company. And I got told through the grapevine that she hugged one of them by the other day.
Great.
So that was good.
Fantastic.
So, but you know what it is? What can you do? Like, it's just in her. It's just her.
She's just
like, I mean, I haven't seen her for weeks because Robin's back at school and I'm trying to be careful. Yeah. So I wave at her from the window and that. Just want to say hello to all the Southerners who are now in tier two.
Welcome.
Nice to see you.
Welcome to party, bitches.
Yeah. Well, welcome to hell. Welcome to absolute hell.
Could be worse. It's tier three. There's tier three looming.
There is tier three. So let's have a little... Should we have a moment silence for everyone in tier three?
Let's have a little moment silence
for Liverpool, Leicester... I don't know the full list, and then I think Wales are going into a full lockdown. Scotland have been,
we'll probably,
you know.
Them,
so let's have a silence for COVID.
Don't know why I held my breath on that silence.
Don't know why you did, but
don't know why I did that.
Utter shit. Babadoo, 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 ba. Much to the disbelief of can't remember her name now, but I'm still pregnant. Still talking about it.
Can't funnily remember. Enough, whose name?
What was her name? The lady who said, "Why do I keep talking about being pregnant?"
Oh God, it could be
anyone.
Can't
remember.
Could be
anyone. So yeah, still pregnant and. Something which I forgot about the first time round.
Yeah.
Happening again. Mm-hmm. So obviously when you are with child, when you sleep on a night time, mm-hmm. when you go to sleep, you're normally like fast asleep, don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you lie on your back,
yeah,
there is a possibility that you can have a stillborn child?
Jesus.
Can you, like, what?
That's pressure.
That is pressure.
So what is that? Hold on. I remember this being discussed first time. Is it something to do with some kind of vein in your spine or something?
I think so. I think it's something like that. I think it's the way that the baby lies on your blood supply. I'm not 100% sure because I didn't read about it massively. I just read that it's not great. So you've got to try and lie on your left-hand side so all the blood goes to your heart and it can get around better. And you can lie on your right-hand side. You can't lie on your front because, one, it's really uncomfortable and, two, you'll squish the baby. But... So every night at the minute, I'm going to sleep and just being like, okay, try not to sleep on your back while you're fast asleep.
Hey, all the ladies out there, this is from me. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is, no, not you. All the ladies out there.
Oh, great.
No, not to you. Take that back. Look away. Close your ears. This is for everyone but Rosie. Well done, everyone.
Why everyone but me?
Oh, because I'm just fucking getting it on the ears off you. And I don't want to encourage you.
But I'm sorry. I just want to put this into a bigger... thing, right? make a thing of it. Mm-hmm. If you were told, mm-hmm. if you were carrying our baby, right, mm-hmm. and you knew that you couldn't sleep on your back during yeah. the night, wasn't advised because something really bad could happen.
Yeah.
I don't think you would be able to sleep.
Me, no.
You would be, you just wouldn't be able to do it. It's so much, it's really horrible. It's a lot of pressure.
I can't sleep on my back anyway because when I sleep on my back, I snore the slightest little noise ever and you just push us over. So it's not something I can do anyway. Why would you want to sleep on your back with a big massive bowling ball on your stomach like that?
I just don't like the fact that you can't.
Can you sleep sitting up?
I mean, who can sleep sitting up?
Old men in chairs in front of the telly.
Very true.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Next question. Not only did I answer your question, I painted a picture there.
You did, I can see it.
Could you lie on your knees and your face? Could you sleep mm-hmm. on your knees and face?
Yeah.
So if you put your bum in the air?
Yeah, probably.
You sleep like that? Mm. I don't know, you've got loads of options.
Honestly, you are awful. I was just trying to put it out there. Do you know what it is? Let me have a little pity party.
Rosie, it's been fucking 7 months and counting.
I know, I want a bit longer.
I've had enough. If you lay on your back anyway, that gargantuan fucking obnoxious pillow you've got would crush you to death anyway, so you can't lie on your back. Fed up of that still, by the way. That's still going on. Can I just say that last night, we had a little kiss before I went to sleep last night, and I literally couldn't get my head over the pillow to kiss you, and you were like, stop moving me pillow, and I was like, Rosie, I can't kiss you. It was like, put me head over a fence to kiss someone who wasn't tall enough to look over the fence. Don't know what scenario that's happening in.
It'll be staying for the rest of our marriage.
It went in my mouth at one point. I was like, get it out. And you were kicking off. It's horrible. It was like you know when you see two people on the internet kissing, like a couple, and the dog's like getting involved, like licking and trying to like get in between the kiss. It was mm-hmm. kind of like that.
That's a thing that's disgusting, isn't it? When dogs come in when you're having sex and stuff. Personally, it never happened to me, but I just can't imagine.
My favourite thing is on you being, we said this the other day, on you being free and when people fall over, and once they're on the deck, the dog just runs over. The dog just runs,
they love
and they're
it,
like,
they?
Hey, what are you doing down here?
Hiya!
Hey, what are we doing? We're down here now. Are you me? Are you being me? You live down here with me? Come look under the sofa. Go ahead. It's crazy, man.
Oh, monkey. Monkey.
Nah, we'll get one day. Nothing you can do about it. We'll get a dog. There's nothing you can
But it'll not be coming in the room.
I'm sowing the seed with Robin.
It'll not be coming in the room when I'm telling you that we're not having sex.
If it can't come in the room and watch we're having sex, I don't want a dog. It's the only reason I want one. I love an audience.
Ew. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, so it is time for Rosie's Mysteries now, but the introduction is a little bit different.
Right.
I haven't had time to sync it up with the background music.
Brilliant.
And this was done at 7:30 this morning.
Jesus.
Just a little warning, if you don't like listening to people eat, then you might not want to listen to this, because there's a lot of munching going on. And
fuck is this?
Well, just unfortunately, I've just realised recently that Robin is no longer a performing monkey.
Right.
And he won't just do what you say. If he's not in the mood, he's just like, nah.
Right.
So, here we go.
I need a favour. So, today, me and Daddy are doing our podcast. Do you know our podcast? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you know last time when you did Robin's Mysteries? What? You know Robin's Mysteries?
Yeah.
Everyone really liked it. Would you be able to do it again?
No.
Because you don't want him. Not even just a little sneaky one. Mm-hmm. No? Huh?
Jesus.
Listen.
Yes, everybody likes it better than yours.
Yeah, they did. Because Mummy used to go, Rosie's Mysteries, Mysteries. And then you did it and everyone said, can Robin just do it all the time now? So how are you? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Robin's Mysteries, Mysteries, Mysteries.
Brilliant. Do you know any mysteries?
No?
Don't worry, I'll source them. Thank you very much. You going to say bye?
Bye.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Savage, isn't he? Savage.
Honestly, first of all, he was going to town on that cereal.
Oh, yeah.
It's made me want cereal. Do you ever watch, so there's sort of three things. In American sitcoms or American movies.
Yeah.
They'll either go to the fridge, they'll open a beer, they'll do that thing where they open it with their hand, and I just go, I need one of them, and I'm like watching it at 10 in the morning. Or they'll be eating crisps, and you can hear the crunch really loud, and you're like, shit, I need some crisps, and chips, and cereal's the other one, and he's just
nailed
done that.
It.
I want some cereal now.
Did you not enjoy the fact that he was reveling?
It's him.
Nobody wanted me to do it. So he was very much like, no, not doing it. And then, hang on, did they not like you doing it? Did they prefer me? Right, I'll do it for you then. What a dick.
Born performer. Born performer.
Very funny. So, thanks, Robin. Thanks for nothing. Okay, got a mystery for you this week.
Yes.
Please keep me anonymous, as this was told to me by a colleague, although the details are quite specific that if my colleague hears this, she will know it's about her.
Good grief.
My colleague had been seeing a guy for a little while, and when they were doing the nasty...
Sex? The nasty?
Yeah, the nasty.
Jesus!
Sex.
What are the... That's...
Some people can't say sex. Chris, do you know that most tweets, emails, messages, Instagram, everything that we get is... I listen to you with my headphones in, you're my guilty pleasure. So people, we've got millions of downloads, millions of people listen to this. Nobody tells anybody else that they listen to it because it's rude.
That's why our career. That's why we've only got 28,000 ratings and we get like a million listeners a month. Stop rating it, will you? I'm sick of this.
Nobody wants to tell anybody else that they listen.
If you just go on your little Apple app and you just put a 5-star rating, it doesn't put your name or anything. It just logs it. No one needs to know you and be our little secret.
I just think it's hilarious.
The nasty.
So anyway,
the nasty's
yeah.
pathetic. Though,
they were
the
doing
way.
The nasty.
Darling,
right.
Darling, would you like to brush our teeth and go upstairs and do the nasty? Like, what the fuck?
The nasty. Like in a posh accent. He was going down on her.
Oh, okay then. That is pretty nasty.
And suddenly, she could feel something going up her bum. This is quite similar.
Is it a pebble?
No. I don't know why. Why have I chose this? This is quite similar
disgusting?
Last week.
Because you're disgusting.
Okay, yeah. She looked down and asked him what he was doing. He put his head up and gave her a big smile. What she didn't know up until this point is that the guy had...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And this is where you answer.
Oh, so this is, this
so
is like
he's
the
put
sequel.
His head up.
This is the sequel to the Pebble one.
Sort of, but totally different couple. So he's put his head up and he's given her a big smile.
Right.
What she didn't know up until this point is that the guy had...
Hold on. Big smile. Big smile. He hasn't took some teeth out.
I don't know.
He hasn't took like a pallet of... He hasn't took his front tooth out and stuck it up her arse, has he? Has he got one of them teeth that you can take out? Shut up, man. No. He hasn't... No. Don't. No.
Do you want it? How are you right?
Okay, I'm right! So... What the... No!
Shush, listen. What she didn't know up until this point is that the guy had...
Right.
No teeth.
Fuck off.
And she realised that
Bollocks.
What was going into her bum happened to be his false teeth.
No, what? Why would you do that?
No, listen. He hadn't inserted them as part of his attempt to turn her on, but had taken them out to go down on her, and in the movement of everything, they had migrated up her arse.
It's even better. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Right. I'm really sorry, right?
What?
I'm really sorry. How... Look, no offence to anyone with false teeth here. How fucking terrifying for someone to be going down on you. You kissing them, you see them, they've smiled at you. And then for you to feel something weird and happen to look down at them and them to give you a big
smile
and them to currently have no teeth.
Awful.
Like, how different must it... It must have looked like a different person.
Oh, it's just like Wurzel Gummidge.
She must have screamed. No, but like not slagging... Don't be horrible. Not slagging anyone off who doesn't have teeth. I'm just saying the difference.
I know you... Right, you're saying here, not being awful anyone who's got teeth. What's the average age, do you think, of people who don't have teeth?
Okay, well, leave them in, maybe.
Like...
Is what I'm saying.
You know...
Yeah.
I'm trying to be realistic here. And the age of not having teeth is, it's an older age.
Right, okay.
Are they licking out left, right and centre? I mean, maybe they are. Who knows?
Maybe they are. The stuff
but
we get in here.
Yes, but I'm not being funny. If you were of an older generation, you wouldn't be as mortified if whoever looked up and had no teeth, you'd go, well, I am in my 60s.
Yeah.
Can't expect, you know, a full
beggars
pair of nashers.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly. My problem with this is...
You might want to give them a rinse afterwards because they are in me arse. You can use one of my tablets if you like. Just put them in the glass there with a bit of fizz. And it looks like we're having soup after this because your nashers are out of action because they've got bits of me shit in them.
My first problem with this is how are false teeth that bad that you have to take them out to do that?
So again, I'm sorry that my frame of reference twice this episode this episode has been you've been framed. But I have been watching, so Robin loves You've Been Framed, so I've been watching it. It's my favorite thing in the world to do. He has a bath, me and him sit curled up on the sofa afterwards. I have a beer and we'll sit and watch. He has a whiskey and we'll sit and watch. I'm joking, he has a spliff and we'll sit and watch You've Been Framed together. But whenever someone tries to, blowing out birthday candles seems to be the one. That's the golden one. That's the one you get. They go shut out and the teeth come out and they start laughing.
There's something so funny about someone's teeth coming out. I'm sorry. It's absolutely hilarious.
There was one on the other day where someone was skydiving and her false teeth just went, came out and just up, and she was just keeping her mouth shut for the whole thing, bless her. And it was like a bin liner blown in the wind, her face.
Have I told you about when I seen my nana at the Nuke and she was getting the bus to go to Newcastle? Like, she was going for Newcastle. She was dressed all lovely. Uh-huh. She was going for a day of shopping.
Right.
And I said hello to her and I was like, hello, are you all right? And she was like talking. I was going, there's something different. And I was looking, I was thinking, and I was like, and she could tell I was looking at her funny. She was cute. After a conversation for a couple of minutes, she was like, eh, shit, I haven't got me teeth in. She's completely forgot to have her teeth in. So she had to go home and get her teeth.
Oh, bless her.
Imagine, like, it's like having an extra handbag, putting your teeth in.
Yeah.
It must be so strange.
Well, it's one level up from the mask. The mask that we've all got to remember now.
Oh,
teeth,
yeah.
Mask.
Teeth.
Although, if you've got the mask, doesn't matter about the teeth. Just keep the mask on. Happy days.
It doesn't, does it? There
I bet
you go.
You know what it is? I bet there's a lot. I bet there's a full generation of people going, hey, well, I do like the mask because I don't have to pop the teeth in now when I go to the shop.
Yeah, I bet you there is. I bet you there is.
Fucking great. Yeah. Did I ever tell you what Vic Reeves used to do when we were on the set of Heaven?
No.
So I don't know what it was for, but he had some teeth made for a show he'd done before, right? And they fit over the top of his teeth.
Right.
And they weren't ridiculous, like, you know, what the Billy Bob teeth. They weren't those ridiculous, like, you know, gnarly all over the place.
Yeah,
they were just too big
too
and
big.
Just not right. Just not right, but it always took a second for you to get it.
Yeah.
And he just used to, now and then, he'd have them in his pocket all the time. And now and then, when he was getting bored and you'd have to do take after take, he would lash them in. And you wouldn't know he had them in. And he would say something to him and he would turn around and he would do his line with his fucking massive teeth in. And the whole place, he would just fall about. It was
very funny about teeth.
He's the cost of a fortune to get done, and I think he was genuinely just trying to get his money's worth. I think he takes them on every job.
Get a few laughs. Good for him. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Beef.
Yeah? Anyone?
No. Can't be asked.
No? Line's dead? Eh? Just, no signal?
Just can't be asked.
Can't get through with them.
They're really busy. COVIDed out.
Ladies first or gentlemen first?
Don't know, because there's neither here.
Wow.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
You go first.
Slagged
go
off
on.
Yourself and me in one go. Mm. My beef with you this week is the other day we were talking about the situation, as is COVID and everything like this.
Always.
Talking about,
it's
you
all
know,
we talk
it's
about.
Yeah. I mean, it monopolises conversation in most households.
Got nothing else going on, Chris.
Well, we were talking about it, and you sincerely, what I thought was sincerely, turned to me and said, "E, do you know what this whole thing? If it wasn't for you and Robin, I would have found this entire thing so much fucking easier." That's what you literally said to me, right in my face. And I was honestly, like, I actually had my arms ready for a cuddle. I was like, this is going to be a lovely cuddle moment. If it wasn't for you and Robin, I wouldn't have got through this. You know, I wouldn't have. If it wasn't for you and Robin, I'd have found this whole thing so much fucking easier.
Absolutely.
Those were your words.
Stick by that 100%.
Well, the feeling's fucking mutual. What's your beef?
There's a lot of people enjoying COVID, Chris, and that's because they are without children, probably, and they work from home when they've never worked from home. They're not doing the commute. Some people want this to go on forever. And
I
understand.
Them.
I get
it. I don't blame them.
I get it.
If you used to commute an hour and a half into work, and now you can literally get out of bed at 5 to 9, be at your desk for 9, then finish at 5 and be essentially home from work at a minute past 5 and watch fucking Netflix all night and play on your PlayStation and get paid the same. Fucking hell.
I absolutely
Do you know what it is?
Get it.
I'm jealous of you. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you right now, I fucking hate you.
Yeah. But then there's another side of the coin where people are, not to bring everyone down, losing their jobs.
Yes.
People are really poorly.
Yes.
Children are missing school.
Yes.
You know, people are having to work from home with children when it's impossible. So there's two sides to every story.
Yes.
But it would have been a lot nicer
without
you or Robin.
Great. That's just great.
It would have been amazing.
Listen, you can always go and live in the fucking shed, right?
Anytime you want. You would still come and get us to make you something or run a bath or do some bollocks. You would have come and just come and, oh, mummy, where's this? Where's my shoes? Robin needs his nails cut. Rosie, can you come and do this? What we're having for tea? Yeah, oh, I just want to cuddle.
Yeah, and you come in for your cuddles and all that, yeah, and then you can fuck off back to the shed when it's all done.
Gladly.
You miserable little shit. Shit, you.
Hate you.
What's your beef?
My beef with you this week is, and I'm not sure whether I've done this before, because you've been doing this for a while, and it really grips my shit.
Grips my shit?
Grips me shit.
Is that a phrase? Because you're not good at phrases. Is that a phrase?
Someone I know used to say it.
Great.
Who I used to work with, Gareth.
Someone I know used to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's Google this.
Can I just tell you quickly about Gareth, who I used to work with?
Are you allowed to talk in here about Gareth?
I don't know, Gareth Howells. He was my boss at Pontins, and then when I worked abroad in Rhodes,
yeah.
He now runs a page on Instagram called Huns Net, right?
Yeah.
And all he does is memes, and it's hilarious. And wow. And you know when you're like, I followed it anyway, but then I found out it was him, and I was like, holy shit, that's you? And it's hilarious, and it's class. So
big love
to Gareth.
Is his memes are a job now?
Oh, it's absolutely mint.
What are you? I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a professional memer, and I make more than both of these cons combined.
Exactly.
grips my shit. Urban Dictionary definition. When a person or act is found to be so annoying that it actually creates discomfort, almost as if someone is gripping internal organs.
Yep.
Wow. An example here. Use it in a sentence. He is really beginning to grip my shit.
Yes. Thank you so much. There you go.
There we go.
I might have got a phrase really wrong this morning, but I've made up for it with that.
Oh, yes. This morning we were talking and Rosie tried to say when you get down to the nuts and bolts of it. And she said when you get down to the knuckles and bones of it.
Which,
fun.
In my defence,
still
also made quite a lot of sense.
It annoyingly still made
knuckles
sense.
Knuckles and bones.
I was well annoyed.
Yeah. I was quite sure for that.
It's like the Halloween version of nuts and bolts. Today, guys, it's 31st of October. We're not going to say nuts and bolts in any conversation. We're going to say knuckles and bones, you know, and put your hat on.
Spooky, spooky skeleton. This is how much COVID has affected me this year. I'm actually looking forward to Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. I hate Halloween. I think it's utterly pointless. I think it's a crock of shit, waste of money. But honestly, I'm celebrating this year. We're going to decorate the house. I'm getting pumpkins.
There's three pumpkins over there.
No, I'm going to.
Paper pumpkins.
I'm going to go with full hog this year because I'm that miserable.
Did I not tell you that I went to. I don't know if I said this. I went to John Lewis in London, and I went in the one like near Oxford Circus or whatever. It's got like this. It's got like two big massive like atrium bits in the middle where you go up there, up the escalators.
Yeah,
it's fucking huge.
Yeah.
And you can see all the floors. And I went up and I looked and I could see like a load of Christmas trees and Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, I felt nothing.
What?
I looked at the Christmas trees and the decorations and I felt nothing. And I literally said out loud on my own, I said, well done, 2020. You've beat Christmas out of
no,
us.
No, we need to look forward to it. I'm really looking forward to Christmas this year.
Nothing.
Christmas in this house this year, it's going to be on crack. I'm going mental.
Really?
I'm going absolutely berserk.
Define some things you're going to do. Get us going. Sell it to us.
Right.
Sell
it to us. Okay. I'm going to finally, I am going to purchase. I'm going to put some money in that bloody pockets of the people, the garden centre up the road that sells them reindeers, that you put the massive ones. I'm buying the 9-foot reindeer.
Whoa.
And I don't give a shit. They're going outside.
Right.
Okay. We're going to have 4 Christmas trees.
Right.
We're going to add a Christmas tree. Don't know where. Might even put one at the bottom of the bed, right?
Right.
We're not going to put a tree up until later because I can't deal with Robin asking when Santa's coming.
Right.
So it'll still be only going up 2 weeks before Christmas.
Can't help but realise you've put something negative into this sale.
Okay, well,
I've gone back. I'm on my way to the door of the shop.
Oh, no.
On my way
to the
door.
Come back.
Right?
Come back.
Yeah.
Every day,
I'm
going to bake cookies. Christmas cookies.
I'm back in the shop.
Okay, Christmas cookies
what
every
kind
day.
Of Christmas
I'm going to be dressed as an elf while I'm doing it.
I'm leaving the shop.
No,
I'm
why?
Shop.
I'm a good
just
elf.
Over the top. I don't want, like, I'm just
what?
Thinking, I don't know, there might be some polyester stuff falling.
The baby will be dressed as well as an elf. We're going to sing Christmas carols before Robin goes to school every day.
Right.
Okay.
What talk about the cookies again.
Right, I'm going to make cookies.
What flavor are the cookies going to be?
Oh, anything you want.
Right, okay.
Get big American ones, like sugar, loads of sugar on. We're just going to celebrate it this year. We're just going to have a lovely time. I mean, probably no one will be allowed to come and sit and eat Christmas dinner with us, but that means more for us.
I'm back in the show. I'm at the till.
Yeah.
I'm at the till.
All right.
I'm at the till.
Double dinners.
I'm ready. Right, there we go.
Now
we're talking.
Okay, babe. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be good.
I'm back.
There's light at the end of the tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel and they're twinkling like a motherfucker. Can't wait.
Okay.
What were we even talking about?
You need your beef.
Oh, my beef, right, okay. My beef with you is you constantly keep talking about Robin being older and somebody breaking his heart and or bullying him on the metro.
I do.
And I cannot bear it anymore.
Right. Okay.
I think this might have been a beef a while back, but you keep doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you do it all the time, though. We'll be watching a programme and you'll pause it and you'll go, "Eh, I'll absolutely be devastated if someone treats our Robin like that." And I'm like, you're watching a programme about 25-year-olds on a yacht and someone being a bit of an arsehole to them.
It was below deck, by the way, guys.
It was below deck. Like, I worry.
Listen, right, it was just on Below Deck. Series 2 of Below Deck, the one on Netflix, the one that was filmed fucking ages ago when the bastards didn't even know what COVID was. Hate them. And it was when the two of the girls are slagging off with the other girl and she pops her head and she's like, "Guys, I can hear you. Can we just talk it out?" And she goes like, "No." And she like slides the door shut in her face and the other one's like, they're laughing. And I'm like, oh, and I just remember kids like doing that thing where you turn up and they pretend they can't hear you. That always, look, if you got a time machine and you want to go back in time and you want to upset young Chris Ramsey, that's how you did it. That was the one.
See, the problem
pretend
is,
you couldn't hear
no,
us.
No, but you are putting your insecurities that you had as a child onto Robin.
Right. Yeah.
See, I don't think don't get me wrong. I probably was. People did probably slag us off. And I was really lucky. I was never bullied through school. But I just kind of got on with everyone.
Yeah.
I didn't really have like a crew. Like, I was thinking about this because obviously we're talking about it now. I used to be a part of the drama club, right? I went to a Catholic school. So I used to be in the St. Vincent de Paul group, right?
Got you.
That went and volunteered at the bloody hospital and gave out presence in that, right? Okay. I was also a part of like I was in the upper classes and stuff like that. But then on a break time, I used to go and smoke tabs in the back lane. So I was just a mixture of everything.
Greedy.
No, but I think that's good. I think that's a good way to be through school. Just get on with everyone.
Right, okay. Can we just quote you now? You think that smoking tabs in the back lane is a good thing at school? You've just said that.
Absolutely. We'll that. If you can get them for cheap enough.
Is it still 20 pence a tab?
It used to be 20 pence a tab. God, don't be tight on that. The white.
Yes,
said this before. But that's what I mean. I think I just kind of hovered through school with everybody.
I think you're a lot more of a confident kid than me.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I think that's what
but
it was.
But I think because you had those experiences as a kid
of
lads asking you for money on the metro
and
being nasty to you and whatever. You're thinking of Robin in that situation.
Yeah.
Where can we just get through the... I'm worried about whether he's eating his dinner at school at the minute,
okay.
Not who his friends are going to be and whether he's going to get bullied.
Right, okay.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I do remember, you know, when I first started doing stand-up, I remember I had a routine about getting asked for money on the metro and it used to die on its arse because no one had the frame of reference. I was like, you know when you get asked for money on the metro and everyone's like, "Oh, you don't mind being mugged?" No, we don't. That's weird. Oh, yeah, they just ask you for the money. They say they're going to hit you and they give them the money and then they don't give it. And like, you're mates with them. Mates.
I think it's a Northeast thing.
Oh, God, yeah. God. I used to take extra money.
No.
Yeah, you'd take extra money and then when the Chavas get on and go, give us, like, you know, it was always lend us 10 pence. Rosie, they never wanted 10 pence. They always wanted more than 10 pence.
Yeah.
If you give them 10. Once it was, someone said, it was the school toilets. Someone said, a Chava said, "Okay, lend us 10 pence. And the lad put his hand in his pocket and came out with, like, what must have been £4 in shrapnel, 10 pence, isn't that? And he got a 10 pence out and he gave it to the Chava. And the Chava just looked at his hands and went, "I want another one." He just had to give him another one. I fucking hated it.
I know.
So yeah, I worry about
I have witnessed that.
Yeah.
I've just never been privy to it myself. Well, can you just wait until he's a bit older?
Okay.
Like comp age at least.
Okay.
He's not even 5 yet and you're talking about him getting bloody beat up.
Well, but I just want to make sure he doesn't get any of his tab money taken off him before he gets to the
bottom. Oh, he'll not be getting his tab money taken off him, don't you? I'll be there. Get off my lad's tab money. He'll be on vapes by then anyway. They'll just have little plasters on that keep them topped up.
So
weird. Or they'll have gone completely the other way and they'll all be chewing tobacco.
Hipsters.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Oh, that was new. That was new. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, at shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your questions, your stories, your funny things, your anecdotes, your would you rathers, all of that shit. We'll love it. Thank you.
Got some lovely stuff this week.
Ooh.
Didn't even have to delve that far. There's still bloody 20,000 emails, but
keep them coming.
Didn't have to delve that far for these. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous, as my friend is still horrified at the thought of what happened.
Great.
A few years ago, she started chatting to a man on Tinder.
Jesus.
And after a few pleasant conversations, they decided to meet.
Got you.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
The first date went well. They clicked and had a lot in common. It was decided they would have a second date, and the man asked if he could bring someone along that he would like her to meet.
Why would you do that? Oh, people are so weird. And why did she say yes? Of course she said yes.
She said, of course she said yes.
There's some fucking, why are you, all of you, why are you putting up with weird shit? I'm already annoyed that someone, oh, one date went good, second date, can I bring me mate? No.
Well, devil's advocate here, okay? Yeah. We met each other and got married in our late 20s.
Uh-huh.
We've never been single in my 30s.
Right.
If I was single now, 34,
uh-huh,
I'd be a lot more lenient.
Right, okay.
With
okay.
dates and stuff.
Okay, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you've got to be.
All right, okay, okay.
Because you get older and you think, right, okay, well, people have got, you know, kids from
their
relationship.
I just think it's the kind of person I am, though. People... I think it would just be like, oh, can I come on a second date? You want a second date? Yeah, definitely. Can I bring someone this time? Oh, was that one not fucking good enough for you? Eh? Want to get someone else in and spice it up a bit? After one fucking date?
Mediator.
Jesus, bring a book while you're at it, you rude shit.
Well, anyway, she's obviously said yes. She was wary and found it a bit strange, but
thank
said
you.
Yes anyway, thinking possibly a friend or a family member.
Great.
Second date.
Why? Second date.
When she arrived at the restaurant, there was the man sat at a table with a frail-looking lady of a similar age.
Restaurant as well. Sorry and all that. It's not popping out for a drink. It's... And my next date, table for three, please.
Yeah.
Right, a frail looking lady of a similar age.
Yeah.
Right.
She sat down and they exchanged names politely before beginning their meal. After about an hour and some very awkward chat, the man got up to the toilet and my friend asked the woman how she knew the man, assuming possibly a dominant sister. I mean, I've got a brother and I'm irate for going on any dates
dominant
with him
sister.
Ever. It's awful,
yeah.
That, isn't it?
Yeah.
It turns out that the woman was in fact his wife, who had a terminal illness.
Oh my God.
And had encouraged her husband to find someone new to the extent that he should look before she passes away.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Saddest and weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, weird for the person of the day.
Extremely sad, but extremely weird.
You can't be expecting someone to be okay with that.
No.
You can't be expecting that. That's really weird.
I know, we shouldn't laugh, but that's awful.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Oh, We've talked about this before, where I said to you, I would love you.
I don't like it when you talk about this.
All right, okay, well,
I just want to always reiterate it. Listeners, can I just say, it sounds like I'm freaking out. Do you have any idea how many times Rosie brings up, if I die, I want you to move on, but Robin has to like them? It's fucking psychotic.
That's it. It's in there.
Stop it!
No, it's in there. That's my only wish.
Jesus.
But, yeah. I'm all right. For, like, coming with you to pick them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's another level.
Don't think there should be an overlap, is my point. We've all seen Afterlife.
Wait.
We've all seen Afterlife. Do it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. So she's there. But no, that I'm glad that's gone in, because that's really important to me. If something happens to
me... Don't say it again.
No, I just
don't
want you to meet somebody.
I don't like it.
And I don't care if you're not happy, as long as they're nice to...
If I'm not happy, great.
Well, no, I don't care how she treats you. Brilliant. As long as she's nice.
Jesus Christ.
To...
Stop it.
Or he. I don't know which way you're going to go. You never know.
Well, I mean, you put us off that much.
As long as they're nice to we're kids.
Okay.
And
Stop
sort
it.
Of you.
Stop it. Stop it.
But that's like every mother's worst nightmare, that if something terrible happens, that your partner meets like the wicked
Cinderella.
Stepmother.
Yeah, Cinderella. Yeah,
because
that
would just break my heart.
Yeah.
And I'll be leaving a note with my mum.
Great.
And my sister to say...
Stop planning your death!
But I'll just be saying, look, if you meet this woman if she is horrible to my kids at all, have it in my writing, and I'll go to a solicitor as well, get them kids taken off them.
Why would I be up for someone being horrible at the kid? That's in this situation.
You don't know what's going to happen. I could leave you. You would be left devastated. This woman could really fluff your ego. You love a bit of that. They'd know what to do. They'd give you everything you want. They'd never give in to you. They'd just give you compliments all the time. They'd make you cakes and all that shit. And then they'd be horrible to me kids. And you wouldn't even care, because you'd be like, well, look,
I'll be honest with you. You've sold it to me. This is amazing. This is just over to Christmas in the list of things I'm looking forward to. Fucking stop it, you morose, horrible thing, you.
So that's it. Anyway, my friend stuck it out for the rest of the meal, but has not spoken to the man since, as she finds it too strange.
It's really tragically heartbreaking and strange, but mainly strange.
My question is, if you were dying, would you like to meet each other's potential future partners to give them the once over? No, I'm okay,
fucking
thank you.
No, God, no.
I'm all right.
Oh, it's so... Oh, move on. Another one. Do a happy one now, or a disgusting one to make us happy.
Okay, right, okay.
Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I have a story you will like about my mum.
Okay.
We were on a family holiday in Centre Parks last year with myself and my boyfriend of 5 years, my sister and her husband, and my mum and dad.
Right.
Everything was going really well until we went swimming.
Okay.
After much convincing, we managed to persuade mum to give the cold plunge pool a go, as we thought it would be a good laugh for us all to watch. How wrong we were.
Ooh, which Centre Parks is this? A cold plunge pool?
It's not one we've been to. We haven't got
bloody
one with a cold lardy plunge pool.
Bloody dog.
I know. Mum tentatively lowered into the plunge pool, but got such a shock from the cold water that she got out as quickly as possible, shouting, "Cramp! I've got cramp!" Drawing all of the attention from the other swimmers to her. My boyfriend and brother-in-law immediately disappeared underneath the water for a good 60 seconds.
Brilliant.
As myself...
fucking tortoise.
As myself, my sister and our dad tried our best to get her back into the swimming pool. However, she insisted on standing on the side shouting about her foot cramp for a good 5 minutes.
Can I tell you what you did wrong? It's not called a tentatively lower pool. It's called a plunge pool. Just fucking jump in. Don't tentatively lower yourself in. Just plunge in.
Is that what?
That's called a plunge. You plunge yourself in. You don't. It's not called a tentatively lower pool, is my point. That's
tentatively
lowering our feet.
So
you just
got
boosh.
Straight in.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Once we finally got her back in the pool, she couldn't understand why neither of her son-in-laws would look at her. Totally oblivious to the fact that in the scramble to get out of the plunge pool, her swimming costume had totally wedged to one side down below, showing everyone an eye-level view of her private parts.
No way, man.
Her son-in-laws were the ones who had helped her in the plunge pool, so therefore had a front row view of the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Their mother-in-law's a minge.
Oh, no.
So, that's the story.
I love that they both just went under the water. Like I say, like a tortoise putting its head in its shell.
Well, I just love that. Have you never seen a vag before?
I would look away. I would look away. I would have looked away, or went, oh my God, cover yourself up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have just jumped in the water like a coward.
They're marrying a younger version of that vag.
or maybe they saw it and went, oh God, there's my future. I'll end it all. Maybe they were trying to drown themselves.
Looks exactly the same. Thought my lass had a problem. Look at my ass, bitch. Anyway, that wasn't even the bit of the story that I enjoyed. So this is the reason I'm reading it out.
I just say the movie Bird Box would have been a lot more... is that what they say in the movie Bird Box? Do you think it's this woman's name?
I mean, now I do.
If you haven't seen Bird Box, that joke won't make sense. But in the future, you're going to watch Bird Box. And I've just ruined Bird Box for you. And the name Bird Box makes a lot more sense if that's actually what's happening.
So one little thing that I want to point out here, though. Yeah. Right, as a woman with a vagina who's wore a swimming costume before, you would know if your swimming costume is pulled over your vagina and your vagina's
out.
No,
she's got a cramp. You know, it's misdirection,
isn't it?
It's the oldest trick in magic, misdirection. Look at this, concentrate on this. You didn't realise that was happening.
Maybe she's done it deliberately. Hey, how did you get your kicks, love? Pretend I've got cramp.
I pull my swimming thing to one side, I wait till I'm in a heaving flagship centre parks, and I scream cramp, even though I don't have cramp.
And I wiggle it all around.
Last one in the pool gets it in the face. Poor lady, I'm so sorry.
Just while it's in the forefront of my brain, thinking about swimming and like centre parks and slides and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you want to go faster on a slide, pull a wedgie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
No. If you want to go faster on a slide, heels and shoulders. Don't even, your bum shouldn't even be involved.
What are you talking about?
If you want to go faster on a slide, your bum shouldn't even be touching the slide.
Why?
Heels and shoulders,
heels
arch your back. Heels and shoulders, arch your back. That's how you do it.
That's not comfortable at all.
It's not supposed to be comfortable. It's supposed to be fast.
That's awful.
No, heels and shoulders.
Right, okay. Sorry, I thought I'd literally had the secret of the world.
No,
pulling
bollocks.
A wedgie what you've
done,
faster.
What you've done is rubbish. I literally pull a wedgie, do whatever you want, but your shorts shouldn't be making any contact with the slide.
Right, okay.
You should be on, literally stick your groin and your stomach right up in the air. Make sure just your shoulder blades and your heels are making contact with the slide.
Okay.
Right? And you will end up on this. If it's a turn, you'll end up on the side of the slide, just whoom, straight down.
People would come off.
Well, no, you can't come off. But it's normally in the closed ones. Listen, if you don't believe us, right? Me and you tomorrow, Haven Point, blue slide. It's got a timer on the front.
I'm pregnant. I'm not allowed on.
We'll get anyone, get someone else just to do that, or I'll just do it myself. Right, I'm going down myself tomorrow. I'll go down with me wedgie, and I'll go down on my heels and shoulders. And honestly, you're gonna be laughing on the other side of your face. Don't you ever.
Look, Chris, I'm impressed. I didn't know it.
There's not many things I'm an expert on, and I know how to go fast on slides.
I know, right, okay, that you might go fast, but it would hurt. The ridges in the slades, that, imagine them on your shoulder blades.
It depends how well maintained the slide is, but yes. Depends.
No, I think that would be very dangerous. I do not advise this.
Do it.
Pull a wedgie.
No, don't pull a wedgie. Man. It's disgusting. Also, you would advise public displays of nakedness, eh? Sexual crimes over shoulders and heels, would you? Yeah, honestly.
You're God. A perv, you.
No, I'm not.
You
it's
do
you.
It, you just do it before you sit down.
No.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I feel like you'll thoroughly enjoy this story.
Okay.
But I sincerely hope the people involved in this rather long story don't listen to the podcast because they will certainly know it's about them.
Great.
Please keep me anonymous as I'm about to tell you the slaggiest thing I've ever done.
The slaggiest thing I've ever... This summer. The slaggiest thing I've ever done. Cinemas and IMAX.
Did you see that?
In a world where slags do things.
Slag.
One slag is going to be slaggier than them all. This summer. The slaggiest thing I've ever done. Rated 18.
Who's it starring?
Amy Schumer.
And Danny DeVito.
Amy Schumer and Danny DeVito. Narrated by Morgan Freeman.
I'll watch it.
I'd be all over that. It's the slaggiest thing I've ever done.
Okay. I quite enjoy travelling alone. It's less hassle and I feel quite confident exploring places on my own, including within the UK. I'm not from here originally.
Got you.
One time I got the travel bug and decided to go on a cheap night away to Cheltenham. Random, I know, but I was hoping to explore the city, maybe see the racecourse and visit the Cotswolds.
It's actually beautiful, Cheltenham. Really, really nice. I stay there a lot for when I'm on tour. Really nice place. Nice. It's lovely.
Would you go just to see the racecourse?
Well, I'm not in a racing, so no. But if someone was, then fair enough.
Fair enough. Needless to say, things did not go to plan.
Okay.
Things did not go to plan.
I had booked
on the next episode. I'm sorry.
Do you want to read this one?
Things did not go to plan, and it ended up being the second slaggiest thing I've ever done. Not the most.
Oh,
yeah. Right, that's enough.
Come right, on. Okay, listen to the story. I had booked an air...
Great. You got us there.
Oh, well, you're welcome. There. Okay. I had booked an Airbnb in some guy's spare room. The most tragic summer of my life.
Look, I know I've said it before, like, for caravans and hostels and stuff, and I know I am, like, quite cosseted, and I know people are up for sleeping in fucking car parks and sleeping in, you know, wherever. I had booked an Airbnb in some guy's spare room. Listen, and you're wondering why this is an email to the podcast. One
who also lived with his mate.
Fantastic.
There's two of them there.
How fucking arrogant are some people who Airbnb stuff? Do you know what I mean?
Like a room of their
just like,
of their
oh
house.
Yeah, I'll just Airbnb this room. I'll just Airbnb me garage roof. Like, fuck
horrible.
Me.
But people go to stay in them. I would never, in a million years, go and stay at an Airbnb in someone's house.
Absolutely.
Especially
not.
Two blokes.
Yeah, no. I'm absolutely cool.
Maybe
for that.
It's a little part of the house. Like if they had an outside...
Like an annex.
Annex or something.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like a Joey flat above the garage.
Yeah, but yeah. You know that this is going to be a bloody 3-bed terrace... Spare room.
I just think how dare they. But there's a market for it because someone's fucking
someone's
staying there.
Staying there?
Yeah. It's, oh.
How much was it? How much would it have been, I wonder? Oh,
next to nothing, I assume.
£3? Anyway, okay. When I arrived, I was greeted by him and his mate, who were both okay looking.
God.
We all got along nicely, and I even went to the shops with the mate as they were going on a night out with another friend. And I needed to get some food.
Got you.
So, it's already the worst holiday in the world.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to your accommodation.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to the shops? No, I fucking don't want to go to the shops with you. Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Leave
we're
us alone.
We're on the way out for a night out, by the way, so you've got that to look forward to when we get in with we're mate, pissed uh-huh. later on.
Oh, here we go. In the end, they invited me out to the club in the city centre, and I agreed to go.
Jesus. Again. I understand a lot of people, maybe when I was younger, you know, a lot of people are a lot more outgoing than me on stuff like this. But she started this email by saying, I love traveling and I got the travel bug. Yeah, and what? And then you're going, fucking go and stay in some student house with two random tossers. Jesus.
This is the thing. I am all for solo traveling. I think it must be amazing. Whenever we go to London, I love having little days in London by myself. I love it. I love being a tourist. Just... you know, going around looking at stuff. She has just hired some mates for the night. And a bed in their house.
On rentafriend.com,
it's
yeah, great.
The strangest thing ever. Anyway, like you say,
okay.
Different strokes for different folks.
Okay.
We had a fun time and got really pissed. It's all a bit blurry, but I think there was even some flirting and maybe kissing
Jesus.
With the mate from the Airbnb.
Right.
I honestly can't remember, but there was a vibe of some kind. I ended up getting separated from the group, and after wandering around for a bit, wildly drunk, Jesus. I ended up in a taxi. This is very unsafe.
Very
makes
unsafe.
Us feel uncomfortable.
Very unsafe.
I had no money on me. Shock. Spent it all on that room. I had no money on me, though, so when I arrived back at the house, the mate paid for the taxi for me, which I thought was nice. Wow.
Fuck, she's taking liberties.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine going to your hotel or your B&B and being like, excuse me,
pay
for my taxi. Absolutely not. This is a business. Back in the house, I decided to go to bed. When in the dark hallway, the mate appeared. One thing led to another, and I ended up in his bed where I stayed for the rest of the night.
Jesus.
Oops.
Fair enough.
Money back?
Yeah, she didn't even use that room.
She didn't even use the bed.
I didn't even think of that. Matt, that's a great thing in the morning. That would be a great thing to see in the morning. So can I just have the money back because I didn't actually use that
didn't
bed?
Didn't use it.
You
no
don't
one
need to change
your
sheets, mate.
No.
Wow.
I was so hungover the next day that I did none of the exploring I had planned and spent the whole day on their sofa until it was time to go home. Oh, that is
can I get a late checkout, please? Yeah, what time? Tonight. Oh, God. Depends if he wants to fuck us again, I might stay again.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
This is honestly giving me
oh,
anxiety.
Oh, listen to this. The mate drove me to the coach station and we never spoke again. And that's the story of the time I shagged my Airbnb host. You guys are one of the few people in the world I've told this story to.
Fair play, love. Fair play. That's great.
If you're willing to share, what's the slaggiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, nowhere near that. Jesus.
Mine was when you said, where are you going?
Yeah.
And I said, home. And you said, can I come? And I said, yes. That's probably the slaggiest thing I've ever done. And yeah. Here we are.
And I remember your rate for that room that night was very reasonable. Breakfast was shite, by
didn't
the way.
Drive you to the train station after, so sorry. Hilarious.
Love that. Love
please,
that.
Just be, if you're listening to this, right, and you're a young lady or a young man, just be careful. It's yeah. all we ask.
I don't want to sound like an careful. Old fuddy-duddy here, but sometimes some of the things I've done in the past pop into my head, and I'm just like, oh my fucking God,
yeah,
that could
I know.
Have gone so
same,
wrong.
Same.
Yeah. Walked through city centres on my own, yeah. hammered, not yeah. knowing where I am. Yeah, be careful, guys. Please.
Please. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
I thought you might enjoy the pickle I have got myself into with my boyfriend recently.
Oh.
I told him a little white lie about a year ago.
Brilliant.
As I was bored and I fancied having a little giggle.
Oh, God.
However, I still haven't told him I was lying and it's got really out of hand now and I am far too deep to tell him it was a joke. This was how it started. One evening, my boyfriend asked me if I wanted a yogurt and I said yeah and he replied asking me if I wanted a spoon. My boyfriend always asks stupid, obvious questions like this, and it really annoys me. So I thought I'd have a bit of fun. You do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have a yogurt? Do you want a spoon? No, I'll just fucking eat it with my hands.
You might have had one. You might have already had a spoon. You
moron.
Might have one in your pocket.
Moron.
Might be one near you.
I replied saying, no, I'll have a fork. And he started laughing and just brought me a spoon. When he came back with the spoon, I confronted him saying that I had asked for a fork. He looked really confused. We've been together for 3 years, by the way.
Christ.
And was like, no, you don't. What are you on about? Amused by his confusion, I got up and walked into the kitchen, got a fork, came back, opened the yogurt and started eating it with my fork.
I hate you.
The look on his face was honestly so funny that I am creasing remembering it now. He was looking at me like I was insane. I remained calm and asked him why did he find it so strange and that he must never have noticed before and that I've always done it and all of my family do too. And he believed me.
Got you.
This is where it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A few months later, we were at my parents' house and my dad asked me to pass him a yogurt. And my boyfriend looked at him as if to be like, if he doesn't eat this with a fork, she was lying. So I passed my dad a yogurt and got a fork out of the drawer and gave it to my dad. I nervously watched in anticipation, expecting my dad to be like, what have you given us a fork? But amazingly, my dad was so consumed with the football that he didn't even realise and just ate the yoghurt with a fork.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So I had to leave the room to laugh hysterically. So now every time I eat a yogurt, I have to eat it with a fucking fork out of pride to not tell my boyfriend it's a joke. I used to like them, but I really don't anymore.
You stubborn bastard.
Just put any advice.
One, you're a stubborn bastard. Two, what is it with your family not getting their own yogurts? Why is everyone asking each other? Why are they all getting people to pass each other yogurts?
Eat?
Left, right and centre. I asked my boyfriend to pass me yogurt. That was at my house. And my dad asked him to pass me yogurt. We just fucking waltz around life passing each other yogurts nonstop. It's like a fucking game of pass the fucking parcel yogurt nonstop in this house. Jesus, get your own yogurt. Very funny with a fork, yeah. though. But yeah, you've made your bed. You've got to sleep now. You've got to do that forever. On your deathbed, you've got to tell
him. I mean, she could tell him.
On your deathbed. On your deathbed.
You've got to go, I've always ate it with a spoon, you stupid.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Mardinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Still part. I think we should try to change that to which is still part.
Still part. They haven't got rid of it. Still getting sponsors. Which
still
is
on it. Guys, as always, thank you so much for getting in touch. Thank you so much for listening. Please do rate. Go on your little Apple app on your phone and give a little rate. But more importantly, get yourself to shagmardinoid.com and check out the merch. Oh, do you know what we can do? We can do that thing where we can say, like what YouTubers and cool kids say, where they say, I've got a merch drop.
Yeah.
Merch drop coming on Friday.
Is that what they say?
Merch drop. Okay.
Merch yeah, drop. Boy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.